continuing our conversation about the blowback effects of U.S. policy, when John Kerry introduced the so-called Kerry-Lugar bill this year, tripling aid to Pakistan and specifically dedicating billions to education, protests broke out in Pakistan. The money's a threat to sovereignty, people said. The U.S. embassy is just a front for special killer operations and Blackwater mercenaries. Well, such talk was treated as pretty crazy in the U.S., but maybe it's not so ridiculous. In a new report from The Nation magazine, Jeremy Scahill says that there is indeed a secret program run in Pakistan that involves targeted assassinations, drone attacks, and an elite division of Blackwater. Jeremy is author of Blackwater's Secret War in Pakistan, just out in The Nation magazine, and of course, the book on Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Dangerous Mercenary Army. Jeremy, back to continue this discussion about blowback. The concerns of Pakistanis seemed absurd, but reading your piece, not so much.
Well, I mean, first of all, there is a wild rumor mill in Pakistan, and there's a tremendous amount of exaggeration, and there is propaganda from various political forces. Having said that, there have been rumors for months now that Blackwater was operating inside of Pakistan. You know, I wrote the book, of course, on Blackwater, and I was even skeptical of this because another company, DynCorp, has sort of the big State Department contract there. Well, I've been investigating this for some time, and I've had it confirmed for me by a military intelligence source, another military source, and a former Blackwater executive that, in fact, Blackwater is operating clandestinely inside of Pakistan, not for the State Department or the CIA, although they do work for the CIA in Pakistan, but for the Joint Special Operations Command, which is the elite paramilitary division of the U.S. military responsible for covert operations.
How significant is the role of JSOC in this situation?
Well, beginning almost immediately after September 11th, Vice President Dick Cheney and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld essentially segregated JSOC from the rest of the military, and the idea there was that they were going to create a sort of standalone military force that would reply directly to the administration rather than the military chain of command. So essentially, JSOC has an open classified mandate where they can take people, snatch them, they can carry out targeted assassinations, and they also run their own bombing campaign inside of Pakistan, I'm told, that runs parallel to the CIA's. And one of the reasons why this is significant is that all of the actions of the CIA have to be briefed to the so-called Gang of Eight in the Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein and others. And these operations, I'm told, are not being briefed to the Congress, which means that in the case of Blackwater, you have the prospect of individual guys without very high security clearances actually being given temporary, very, very high secret clearances to be a part of these operations that are not even informed to the Congress.
What part are they playing? What are they actually doing?
Well, what I was told by the military intelligence source was that the Blackwater guys are not actually engaged in active assassination. But what they're doing is, the way he described it to me, was that they sold JSOC the idea of a full package planning cell, he called it, for carrying out operations. These are not kids that the Blackwater guys have. These are guys that were in Somalia, Bosnia, Chechnya. They're wet operatives. They know what they're doing. And so what they're doing now is planning operations that are then carried out by official U.S. forces operating under JSOC. I should say that while Blackwater is doing this inside of Pakistan, it's run, I'm told, out of Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan as part of a joint task force that is under Vice Admiral William McRaven, who's the head of Joint Special Operations Command. His predecessor, of course, was General McChrystal.
I was going to ask you about the role of McChrystal in all of this.
Well, I mean, Lawrence Wilkerson, the former chief of staff to Colin Powell at the State Department, expressed concern about the fact that you have this sort of stranglehold on the part of JSOC on the U.S. military operations in Afghanistan, Pakistan, that you have this rise in power of McChrystal, who was known to be very close to Dick Cheney. So the prospect that senior members of the Obama administration and the military chain of command are out of the loop on this, or out of what one of my sources called the circle of love, is very real.
You've talked about Afghanistan, Pakistan. One of the allegations in your piece from one of your sources is that that's not the limit of U.S.
No.
actions.
No. So I asked the former Blackwater executive, you know, can you confirm what my military source is saying, military intelligence source is saying, and that is that the Blackwater guys are not actually engaged in lethal operations, and he said that that's not entirely accurate. He then proceeded to tell me that Blackwater is operating on a subcontract with a Pakistani security firm that's akin to Blackwater and KBR mixed together, and that Blackwater on that contract is essentially going out and doing border interdictions, traveling with Pakistani forces to house raids, and he claims that they in some cases participate in these actual raids, but that it's concealed from the U.S. And the Pakistani public, because the Pakistani government can say, we don't hire any Americans or Westerners to do this, because it's actually a Pakistani firm that's doing it. So that's what the former Blackwater executive told me. The military intelligence source, I then went back to him, and he confirmed that Blackwater was doing this as well and was somewhat surprised that I had found out about that.
What's the relationship with the drone attacks that have killed so many civilians in the last few years?
As you know, and you've talked about on this program before, the CIA has long been carrying out these covert drone bombings operations inside of Pakistan, and that's been briefed to the Congress. What I'm told is that the military, through JSOC, is actually running its own parallel bombing campaign. And part of the concern that one of my sources raised with me is that when you have the JSOC operations doing these bombings, they will look at one person in a building that they want to target, and there are 34 other people in there that are innocent. 35 people are going to die that day, and no one's going to talk about it. It's an open secret in Washington, he says, that JSOC is doing this, but no one's going to come on record and confirm it because we don't exist. Mm.
What does the role of McChrystal today, given the background that you've described, indicate about the likely priorities of U.S. policy in this region?
I think we're going to see, in fact, we're already seeing it, a hemorrhaging of the conflict in Afghanistan into Pakistan. I don't think we could directly compare it right now to Cambodia under Nixon, but I do think that what this confirms is that there are special operations forces that for years were under the command of General McChrystal, now actively operating inside of Pakistan under his essential deputy, McRaven.
Two things. Blowback. We've been talking about blowback on today's program. How do you think it's going to play out? You watch the wars in Central America as much as anybody.
Well, I mean, anytime you have the perception, not to mention the reality, of U.S. forces operating in a country where civilians are being killed, you are going to create new enemies. You're going to destabilize the country, and you're going to encourage more civil fighting in that country, because operations that are carried out that are attributed to certain groups very well may be false flag operations of the Pakistani intelligence forces. They have a long history of that. So the United States is walking into an unimaginably horrible cocktail with its current policy in Pakistan.
You've got Gallup opinion polls showing Pakistanis far more frightened of U.S. influence than of Taliban influence. Yeah. One other topic, the reaction so far on this story from Blackwater, from the military, from the Pentagon.
Well, Blackwater, I communicated with their spokesperson, Mark Corallo, who used to work for John Ashcroft when he was the attorney general. He was his spokesperson. He's now the spokesperson for Blackwater. He said that Z Services, which is one of Blackwater's new iterations, only has one employee. That was the word he used, one employee in Pakistan to do U.S. government oversight of a construction project. And he said, we have no other operations there. The White House didn't return any calls on this. I asked the State Department if they'd issued Blackwater an operating license for Pakistan. They said, we won't help you. You have to ask the company. So I asked the company, and they wouldn't help me. And then out of the blue, yesterday, before this piece was posted, I received a call from the office of Admiral Mike Mullen, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I didn't call them. They called me. They wouldn't tell me how they got my number. They wouldn't tell me how they heard about the story. And they told me that my story didn't match up with reality.
Did you perceive that as an effort to intimidate you?
Well, how would any journalist perceive a call from the top of the U.S. military chain of command when you haven't called them, you haven't asked them, they won't tell you how they heard about the story? I did take it as an act of intimidation on the part of Admiral Mullen's office.
The president's about to announce his policy on Pakistan. People are calling it a compromise of sending 35,000 troops. Yeah. Do any of these numbers make any sense if the kind of operation you're describing is continuing in parallel?
Well, I mean, I think if you talk to people that are within government or military right now that support this, I hear from a lot of people that they believe either you send in many, many more troops or you transition it into an almost entirely special forces operation. I mean, I've had people tell me that they think that McChrystal should just be given full rein to operate it as a special forces operation and not try to get involved with the reconstruction or nation building. We're going to be dealing with this for decades to come.
Jeremy Scahill's new piece is in The Nation magazine on Blackwater's secret war in Pakistan. His book, of course, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army. You can get more information at our website, grittv.org. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Laura.